Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time for us to find out what movies are coming into the movie theaters this weekend with Mike Mayo, our movie guy, mike-mayo.com. How you doing?
Can't complain. This time of year, you know, we tend not to get really great movies in the theaters. But this is, we've actually got a couple of things this week that are not bad. And I have to say, I went into everything this week not really expecting a whole lot. And particularly the first one. The big movie this weekend is going to be Sonic the Hedgehog. Now, this is another one of those movies like last year's Detective Pikachu, where you've got the animated character running around in the allegedly real world, as it were. And again, let me start off with the admission. I know nothing about video games. I never have played video games. I know that Sonic the Hedgehog is a video game character, and he's blue, and that is okay. The end of my knowledge.
That's a pretty baseline starting point there, but
that is. And apparently, he's this outer space creature who's come here. Blah blah blah. The great thing about this movie, from my point of view, is that it has Jim Carrey as the villain, kind of back in Ace Ventura mode. He is just so funny in this movie. I wanted him to be, you know, the main character of the movie because I laughed at him so much. Other than that, you know, it does what you want this kind of movie to do, I suppose, though I cannot speak to the expectations of the gaming community. That said, I thought it was fun. I'm a Jim Carrey fan. It's worth seeing for that alone.
So he's not overstaying his welcome with his kind of bizarre behavior. This one actually works for him.
Yeah. This is, you know, him doing the very silly stuff that is very funny, not that is just kind of crazy and head-scratching as to why is he doing that sort of thing.
Okay. Now, what is Fantasy Island? Is this brand new?
Yeah, this is new, and it is taking the old TV series from the 70s.
Which I loved. Wow, that was a great show.
Yeah, well, don't see this. This is turning the whole premise of it into a horror movie.
Oh, okay.
And so we've got these five contest winners who go to the island, and there, Mr. Rourke, played here by Michael Pena, a really good actor who does what he needs to do right here, and he tells them that all their fantasies will be, you know, met here on this island. And they're five very attractive young actors and actresses, and there's not a one of them that really is at all sympathetic. So when their fantasies get twisted into horror and things get really complicated towards the end too, you don't really care what happens to any of them. You're just kind of hoping, you know, that they will all meet horrible deaths. And of
you're
course,
cheering
most of
for the them, bad guy.
Yeah, cheering for the bad guys here. And I like my horror movies, but this one just did not live up to my expectations at all. And it goes on way too long, too. This kind of thing is much better when it's done economically, and this just goes on for far too long a time.
Okay. Now, Downhill with Will Ferrell. I feel like I've seen a trailer pop up on Facebook for this one.
Oh, yeah, you have. They've been all over the place. And This is actually a remake of a 2014 Swedish film. And the story is kind of simple. This family, the parents, Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and their two teenage kids, are on a ski vacation in the Alps. And a controlled avalanche kind of comes towards this terrace restaurant where they are. And Will Ferrell's character kind of panics, and he runs away. And that dealing with that is the story of the rest of the movie. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is really good in it. So is he, but he's not doing the real funny, crazy stuff. But the whole thing, they just don't get the tone right of this. It can't really decide whether it's a comedy, a story about a marriage that's being tested, or a family that's under stress. And so to me, again, it just didn't work. Looks good, but wish it had been a lot better than it was.
Stay at home and watch something that you think might be a a better bet when we win this weekend. Yeah. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. Thank you.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.